First off, today it's Friday. We get an update on the grains and oilseeds markets with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications in Calgary.
Hi, Caitlin. Well, the focus of the U.S. grain markets is squarely on whether China and the U.S. can reach some form of a trade deal. Ahead of the March 1st U.S. tariff increase deadline on China, the U.S. appears to be softening on their stance on this deadline, but it has made the Chicago soybean traders somewhat uneasy. March soybean scaling are again taking aim at $9 per bushel. Canola has drifted gradually lower following the lead of soybeans and a slower canola export pace. March canola again slipped below 480 a metric ton. One Canada delivered bids are now wide-ranging between about 1020 to about 1080 per bushel delivered depending on location and basis level. New crop November canola is oscillating right now between about $495 to $500 a metric ton, and Caitlin, assuming a $20 to $40 fall delivered basis, One Canada bids are now ranging between $1030 to about $1085 per bushel for off-combine movement.
As we look at feed barley, those bids are holding up?
They are. The feed barley market remains quite firm. Lethbridge area feeders are currently booking barley for the last half of February movement at around $260 a metric ton, and that's about $565 per bushel. Farm pickup bids across the prairies are wide-ranging, depending on truck rate, between about $215 upwards to about $240 per metric ton, and that's about $470 to $525 per bushel for late winter movement. Oat bids remain quite aggressive. Tightening Canadian oat stocks, Caitlin, have firmed feed oat bids into a $2.50 to $3 per bushel range. For number two CW milling oats, Western Canadian bids now range between about $3 to $3.50 per bushel. Oats have now become a leader in our grain markets as U.S. millers are almost totally dependent on Western Canadian oat supplies. Spring oat plantings, we believe, will be up, but demand is also building, which is a healthy sign for our market.
And what's happening with the high-protein wheat bids?
Well, those high-protein wheat bids are holding up really well as well, but the lower-quality wheat bids, Caitlin, have struggled. Kansas City wheat remains under pressure with the March contract angling toward about $4.80 per bushel this week. The high U.S. dollar continues to hamper U.S. wheat exports. Russian wheat exports have slowed over the past month, but U.S. wheat exports have been slow to respond. Here in Western Canada, we've had a steady demand for 1CWRS 13.5% wheat into the Asian markets. And Caitlin, this export demand has held up our bids quite well. We expect this to continue into the spring market. And the edible pea market remains firm as well. Those number two yellow bids are expected to be $7 or higher into spring, and number two green pea bids should remain in a $10 plus market, also heading into the spring market.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.